The growth of pro wrestling in the foothills took a major step forward on Thursday. The walking weapon, Josh Alexander, a decorated pro wrestler and former Impact World Champion and X Division Champion, called it a rewarding experience to give back at shows like Can-Am Wrestling Slammed event, January 27 at the Foothill Centennial Center. Personally, as a Canadian wrestler from Toronto, I built my whole brand internationally on being a Canadian wrestler because I grew up watching guys like Bret Hart, Alexander said. And you come back to Calgary and it's pretty much the birthplace of the Hart family. There's such a rich history of pro wrestling here. Being able to compete here and try and make the wrestling scene here grow a little bit, that's my way of giving back to the stuff that got me in pro wrestling at the start. Alexander has worked with Can-Am on seminars over the past couple years, but this most recent tour is his first with the promotion. Number one, I got real lucky with the warm weather in the middle of January coming to Calgary, but it's been awesome, he said. Can-Am has hit southern Alberta locales from its base at the Back Alley nightclub in Calgary to Chestermere, Strathmore, Medicine Hat, and now a couple visits to Okotoks. It's been a chance for the wrestling superstar to reconnect with fans both old and new. It's a lot of kids, a lot of people trying to come out and enjoy wrestling for the first time, Alexander said. You just have to hope that you give them a good show and that they'll want to come back and that the seed can grow. There's a lot of pro wrestlers out there, a lot of really good talent in Canada, and they need places like this to wrestle, so getting on these tours, going town to town and building their name is the stuff that's going to make them successful. The January 27th show featured tag team matches, a battle of women's world champions Kat Von Hees and Angelica, as well as a triple threat match with Alexander, the Zombie Killer, Mentolo, and the Canadian Crusher, AJ Sanchez. The main event saw fan favorite, the Cheetah Bear, retain his Can-Am World Heavyweight Championship to the delight of the raucous Okotoks crowd. It's an incredible locker room that we've got, said Can-Am CEO Otto Gentile. Everybody had an incredible match, as you guys saw. I can't thank everybody enough. Gentile called the Okotoks crowd one of the best the Alberta promotion has enjoyed seeing since the start of the pandemic. Tonight went incredibly. I can't thank the paper enough, can't thank the radio station enough, Gentile said. Who knew that a little bit of advertising would get a crowd like this to an event that we've been trying to push for the last 2 months? Absolutely incredible. I can't thank the fans enough from Okotoks for coming out and enjoying the event. I hope they all had fun, and by the sounds of the screams of the kids, they certainly did. For Alexander, his passion for the sport blossomed before getting a chance to see it live. I never thought it was possible, never knew it existed. I just thought what I was watching on television was the only thing, he said. I thought that was far out of reach for me, being from small-town Canada in Ontario. Then 2005 came around, the internet was a thing and you could Google things, and I found out there was a wrestling school not more than an hour from where I was going to university, and I just wanted to go and touch the ropes and see what the ring felt like. I had no intention of training, but they made me get in the ring. It set the hook and I've been obsessed ever since. It's been 17 years since then. It's taken me all over the world. It's given me a family, and it's my passion now and given me the reason to make myself the best I can possibly be. The Can-Am wrestling crew will be back in short order with the next Okotoks show set for February 24th, back at the Foothill Centennial Center. I'm looking forward to coming back next month with a bigger and better crowd, Gentile said. I guarantee you we will keep bringing exciting stories to the Okotoks area and exciting talent from all over Canada and the world. We try to switch it up so we don't get boring, so there's always going to be some new faces, there's always going to be the regulars as well, but you never know, you might see a couple surprises here and there. For more information, follow at Can-Am Wrestling on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram, or contact Gentile at 403-369-3677. The Walking Weapon, Josh Alexander pins Mentolo in the Can-Am Wrestling Slammed event at the Foothill Centennial Center in Okotoks on January 27. Brent Calver, Okotoks Today, Mr. Tropical Paradise, Devin Veer pins KB6 Battle It Out in the Can-Am Wrestling Slammed event that brought a full house to the Foothill Centennial Center in Okotoks on January 27. Brent Calver, Okotoks Today, Sydney Steele and Sean Martins corner their opponent during a tag team match at the Can-Am Wrestling Slammed event at the Foothill Centennial Center in Okotoks on January 27. Brent Calver, Okotoks Today Mark, The Shark, Dicario announces between matches at the Can-Am Wrestling, Slammed, event at the Foothill Centennial Center in Okotoks on January 27. Brent Calver, Okotoks Today Conrad Gropp, a karate athlete from Black Diamond, is given the honors of ringing the bell for the opening match at Can-Am Wrestling, Slammed, event at the Foothill Centennial Center in Okotoks on January 27. Brent Calver, Okotoks Today referee Mia Maraschino counts down as Mr. Tropical Paradise. Devin Veer pins KB6 in the opening match of the Can-Am Wrestling, Slammed, event at the Foothill Centennial Center in Okotoks on January 27. Brent Calver, Okotoks Today Oilers broadcaster Gino DiPaoli announces the opening match with Mark, The Shark, Dicario at the Can-Am Wrestling, Slammed, event at the Foothill Centennial Center in Okotoks on January 27. Brent Calver, Okotoks Today referee Mia Maraschino calls out Kat Von Hees for unfair play in the match against Angelica during the Can-Am Wrestling, Slammed, event at the Foothill Centennial Center in Okotoks on January 27. Brent Calver, Okotoks Today. The Virus, taunts jeering spectators at the Can-Am Wrestling, Slammed, event at the Foothill Centennial Center in Okotoks on January 27. Brent Calver, Okotoks Today. The Walking Weapon, Josh Alexander turfs Mentolo out of the ring and moves in on the Canadian Crusher, AJ Sanchez in the Can-Am Wrestling, Slammed, event at the Foothill Centennial Center in Okotoks on January 27. Brent Calver, Okotoks Today. The Cheetah Bear chomps down on Jack Jesus' wrist to counter a hold in the Can-Am Wrestling, Slammed, event at the Foothill Centennial Center in Okotoks on January 27. Brent Calver, Okotoks Today. Referee Mia Maraschino counts down as the Cheetah Bear pins Jack Jesus in the main event of the Can-Am Wrestling, Slammed, event at the Foothill Centennial Center in Okotoks on January 27. Brent Calver, Okotoks Today.